When someone mentions capes, what do you think of? If you only think of a huge hole in the ground, then you're dead wrong. There's so much more to caves. For a cave, it can take millions of years to form, each holding special qualities that make them unique. This is not to review all the qualities of these tellers of time here. We plan, however, to share with you some of what we have learned in our journey into a chamber of secrets located in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
We're on our way to visit one of those caves. This cave has been chosen because it's easily accessible, only 100 meters away from the parking lot. Moreover, we've heard that a group of professional French cave photographers are holding a photography class for Iranian cavers. So we thought that would be a good idea if we look at the cave through their lenses and from their perspectives.
Almost 3 hours drive toward the south from the capital Tehran, and not far from the city of Dilijan, the hills ahead of us are home to Cave Nakhchir, a cave which has hidden itself from mankind until about 25 years ago. When we got to the cave location, we were surprised to see so many people gathering at the site in full gear. Male and female cavers from different ages and nationalities. It seemed like watching a group of astronauts preparing to get aboard a spacecraft. I just couldn't wait to get in and see what the cave had to offer. Once we entered the cave, we could hear the loud noise of the group who had gathered on the steps leading to the main corridor of the cave. Some were greeting, while some were giving health and safety advices to the less experienced ones, for obviously, some of these people were more photographers than cavers. It didn't take long before I met Mahmoud Raoufi, a veteran climber and caver. We managed to slow him down from the rest of the team. He was among those who first entered the cave. This cave, which is believed to be about 70 million years old, has been formed as a result of tectonic factors and chemical reactions. It is said that there is a pool of water at the end of this 8,000 meter long cave with large halls alongside.
وچه تصمیم قاره نخشیر به دلیل این هست که در جلوی ابتدای دهن قار یک منطقه ای هست که در واقع شکارگاه بوده و به این دلیل اسمش رو قاره نخشیر گذاشتن. یه قاری هست که در واقع قاره زمینی هست و قاره آبی نیست و قسمت های از قاره البته آب وجود داره ولی جز قاره آبی محسوب نمیشه. کسی که وارد این غار شد در ابتدا به خاطر اینکه دهنه ورودی خیلی تنگ بود به زحمت موفق شد که یک مقدار خیلی جزئی وارد غار بشه و این اتفاق توی سال 1368 افتاد.
The height of the cave in some places reaches well over 20 meters. Its steep valleys and its numerous paths generates in you a surge of childlike excitement which could make the place dangerous.
مثلا یکی از مسیرهای فرعی بوده که حالا مسعودم شده که داخلش نره. شاید یه غارنوردی بتونه داخل این مسیر مثلا 40 دقیقه 50 دقیقه یک ساعت هم بره ولی به حفره‌های تنگی برسه که امکان ادامه مسیر براش نباشه. اون لحظه هست که یک مرتبه توی یک دنیای تاریک توی یک فضای خیلی بسته چیزی رو نمی‌بینه، خصوصا اگر یک مقداری نگرانی نسبت به نیروی حالا باتری هدلامپش داشته باشه یا چراغ قوهش داشته باشه این استرس تشدید میشه و یک احساس خیلی خاصی به وجود میاد که من خودم مثلا تیم های مختلفی که با می آمدن بعضی وقتا که حالا افرادی هم بودن که حتی مثلا برای اولین بار با من وارد این غار میشدن به حدی این استرس رو تشدید میکردن که به دیگران هم منتقل میکردن که بله ما اصلا از این مسیر نیومدیم فلان و به همین دلیل مسیر.
You could tell he was nervous about having left his team on their own devices. We had to split up so he could speed up to catch up with the team that he guessed to be at least half a mile ahead of us. This gave me a chance to feel what he meant when he talked about stress, darkness, silence, long, narrow corridors, and the fear of getting lost deep down in the earth. I forgot to add the word panic. I could not believe we'd lost one of our cameramen in one of those dark corridors. Luckily, it didn't take long before we could see the light at the end of the tunnel. A number of cavers had come to the rescue and found him stranded in one of the blind corridors. We were then escorted until we joined the rest of the team, where the photography course was already in full swing.
But it's better. Your guy number is, for example, 100. It's 4 aperture by 5 meter. It's 20. So now, don't look at that matrix. You know the guy number of your flash is 20. Okay? So, okay. We have to know the
darkness and the shadows here remind me of a photo studio where photographers are in full control of the light. The difference being that you should constantly watch your hands and feet against laser blade crystal edges and deep holes.
Because it's The guy number is 20. 4 meters between you, between the flash and the subject. 20 divided by 4 is 5. So 5 is the aperture you have to put. Yes. Okay, and you can do the photo with a direct flash. Okay. But you can use, if you want, you can use O flash with that. Ah, you have the trigger, yes.
I have.
Okay. With your flash.
Behind the headlights, what makes this group of French instructors and their work stand out and has brought them international fame is the fact that they're not only strong cavers, but also competent photographers.
So, after the theory this morning, now we practice in the cave. It's a very important moment because we have to, for some people, it's the first time they use this method. So, it's a hard day for people, indeed. And there are very good results. I'm very surprised because people understand very quickly the role of the histogram. And I'm happy tonight because at least half of people have very good result with with backlight, for example. So it's a very good beginning, and we'll follow after with other new rules to apply. The main point of today was to see the difference with the position of the flashes. We began by the direct flash. The direct flash, the photo is very flat, but it was important people consider by themselves that it's not very good. After we put the flash on the side with a better result, and at the end we put backlight, which is a more interesting light. So people, as that understand, They have not to use direct flash, and they have to put the flash on the side or on backlight.
Here we are in this amazing cave with some spectacular phenomena on a training course on photography, on cave photography. Today morning there has been a training session in the hotel, and in the afternoon all the team moved into this cave so that they can put in practice what they have learned in theory.
Lots of crystals here.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Well, it means that I think that this level was underwater.
Yes.
There's been a sort of erosion.
Anne is one of the French instructors of the team who's been to many caves across the world. I had a chance to take a short walk with her during her break time. I asked her what she found unique about the cave.
Every cave actually is unique. You cannot, it's difficult to compare caves. So this one is very particularly interesting because of the crystals and so many crystals for such a long distance. And we don't see that very often in many caves around the world. Some of the caves would be particular, specific for their features, their shapes, the river, the rocks, whatever. But this one is definitely the crystals. For me, it's a place in nature where I feel, at ease, at home, almost at home. There is a peaceful atmosphere, the silence, the complete darkness, It's another world, totally different from the outside world. And we feel sort of protected in a cave.
In caves like this, at first, you're captured by the whole hugeness of the cavity. But later on, you'll find yourself totally absorbed and mesmerized by the beauty of the details. Simply amazing.
پیدایش غارها ابتدا یک ترک و یک شکست در پوسته زمینه. دست از زلزله‌ای که میاد ترک‌های تو پوسته زمین به وجود میاد. سپس آب بارون به خاطر جاذبه وارد اون ترک‌ها میشه و مسیر خودش رو ادامه میده. آب اسیددار، یعنی آبی که با دی اکسید کربن هوا برخورد کرده و اسیدی شده، میتونه سنگ آهک رو در خودش حل کنه. این غارها به تقریبا 98% غارهای جهان به صورت انحلالی به وجود میان. این غار هم مثل بقیه غارها یه گسله، یه ترکه که آب وارد شده و این حفره رو به مرور در اثر انحلال بزرگ و بزرگ و بزرگتر کرده، فضا وسیع‌تر شده. آب یه ویژگی داره که وقتی که از حرکت میمونه رسوب میکنه اون املاح توش، اون آهکی که توش قبلا حل شده حالا در اثر تبخیر رسوب میکنه و این قارسنگ ها حاصل رسوب اون آهکان که البته اینا خانواده های مختلف دارن، کلسیت، آراگونیت و حالا به شکل های شاید بیش از 60 مدل شناخت بیشتر تو دنیا دیده شده که قارسنگ ها عمدتا علت به وجود اومدنشون قار نهشتن. اما جایی که آب روانه میچکه، حجم آب زیاده، چکیده میشه، قارسنگ‌ها به صورت عمودی شکل می‌گیرند، مثل استلاکتیت‌ها توی سقف یا استلاگمیت‌ها پس از چکیدن رو زمین به صورت کله‌قندی استلاگمیت به وجود میاد یا به صورت پرده‌ای. اما گل کلمی‌ها بیشتر در اثر نمدار بودن دیوار و به مرور رطوبت با هوا تبادل پیدا می‌کنه، رسوبش می‌مونه. برای همین بعضی اینا رو به بالا حتی گسترش پیدا می‌کنن خلاف جاذبه، چون خیلی رشدشون طولانیه، خیلی طولانیه، خیلی بیشتر از یک استلاکتیته. شاید یک استلاکتیت توی غار خیلی مرطوب 100 سال یه سانت رشد کنه، اما اینها شاید 1000 سال یه سانت هم رشد نکنه.
Photography by its nature takes you to places. This can be much more difficult to achieve in total darkness. Cave photographers have always tried to take viewers deeper into the unseen world. Some, however, have gone way beyond.
Why 3D?
Why 3D? Because some people don't can to go in cave, and for these people it's very interesting to enter on the cave with a 3D picture. Because with a 3D picture you can see the cave in the window, and you can enter in this window and you are in cave.
Michel is an internationally recognized specialist in taking 3D photos from caves across the globe. His desire to add a third dimension to otherwise flat photos and his passion to depict this strange world to the public has taken him to castaway places with invaluable discoveries.
I have three good memory of three caves on the world. Is the first cave is Lechuga Cave in USA in New Mexico. It's the biggest, one of the biggest cave of the world. And beautiful, beautiful cave. For me, it was a dream to take picture in this cave. The second cave is a Chauvet cave. Chauvet cave is a cave in France, in south of France, with the oldest main paint of the world. It's 36,000 years ago. And for me, it's fantastic to shoot in this cave. And the third cave I found with my I found this cave with my group in France with a blue formation. Is a this cave is unique of the world. And I remember I was crying behind the formation. I was
crying. It's cost Mother Nature almost 70 million years to create this masterpiece. And with this great treasure come great responsibilities. While most of us tend to associate adventure with activities like exploring the outer space or deep cold oceans, this journey has tried to open a new window to one of the darkest corners of the planet, where the nature had little or no opportunity to show off its works of magic.